131873, the open line number. Well, get ready. Vaccine passports are coming. We're being told we'll need to have a COVID jab in order to go to the footy next year or to go to the cricket at the Sydney Cricket Ground. Venues New South Wales Chairman Tony Shepherd is seeking government permission to enforce the policy from 2022. They run Bankwest Stadium, the SCG, and Stadium Australia. Tony Shepherd says if you haven't been vaccinated, you can't come. The chairman of Venues New South Wales is on the line this morning. Tony Shepherd, good morning to you.
Good morning, Ben.
It sounds blunt, but I suppose we've got to be blunt at a time like this.
We have to be blunt, Ben. I mean, if we want to get through this and return to normal, then we have to make these sorts of decisions. And this has twin virtues. One, it helps us get back to normal and having crowds at games, which we all love. And two, it encourages people to get vaccinated, particularly the younger quartile that, always thinks that they're invincible. It's just a big encouragement for them to get vaccinated as well. But as I've said, look, it's up to the government. They'll take advice from the health officials and what have you. It's up to government. But my view is I think it's a very sensible approach, and it's been trialled and used successfully overseas. So
we know how much we love our sport, so that may be one of those things where people think, well, you know, for some people it's travel. They think, oh, I really want to be able to travel again. I want to be able to fly again. There are other people out there who aren't too fussed about travel, but they love going to watch the cricket or the rugby league. So practically speaking, they could turn up to day one of the Sydney cricket test, and someone says, can you show proof of vaccination? If they don't have it, what, they'd be turned away?
That would be it. Simple. Very simple. Binary. Yeah.
And what about those who say, well, hang on a moment, it's not mandatory to have the jab in Australia, so you're discriminating against me?
Well, that's again why government has to make the call, because it's a freedom of choice. But my personal view is, my strong personal view is, and I've workshopped this with a lot of people, family and what have you, is that why should people who have been vaccinated be compromised by having to sit next to people who are unvaccinated? So I think it's just a sensible precaution. I'm not forcing people to get vaccinated. It's entirely up to them. If they want to watch the cricket, they can watch it on TV if they don't want to have a vaccination. So...
Okay, in places like France and Israel, they're saying, okay, if you don't want to be vaccinated, you can produce a negative test to go into a venue that you've paid for. Would you entertain something like that?
Look, again, up to government. My view, again, is people have had negative tests and been carrying it. So I think the risk is still there of transmission. It's a lower risk, I admit. But anyway, that, again, is up to government. My preference would be get vaccinated and come to the game, and so you'd have everybody on the field vaccinated and everybody off the field vaccinated. I think the risk level then is very low and quite acceptable.
Well, I guess there's also an argument from a economical point of view that we need to guarantee that we're not going to lose some of these major events, so that if we can say to a lot of those sports, hey, listen, this is our very tough policy, we're more likely to hang on to those events.
Exactly. The economic impact of not having fans at games and all the other things that are locked down and what have you is quite enormous. And, you know, like at the test, for example, we might have 1,000 people working every day at a test game, 1,000 jobs. And these people haven't had a shift now for 18 months. So the economic and social impact of this is quite dramatic.
All right, well, we need people to go and get jabbed, so this is one way of encouraging them to get out there to those vaccination centres and other locations. Always good to catch up, Tony, and we appreciate your time.
My pleasure.
Tony Shepherd, the chairman of Venues New South Wales, he's not beating around the bush. He says, if you haven't been vaccinated, you can't come. And when people say, well, hang on, I might be able to pay for my own test to show that I'm negative, he says, yeah, but there are some people who've tested negative who've still got the virus. And yes, we know that even when you're vaccinated, you can still contract the virus, you can still pass it along. But we've seen overwhelmingly that people are a lot better off after they've had the jab. They're less likely to go to hospital, they're less likely to pass away. And at the moment, we are dealing in extremes because this thing moves around in an extreme fashion, the Delta strain of the virus. So I suppose you've got to fight an extreme strain of a virus with some extreme measures. How do you feel about being turned away from rugby league, rugby union, AFL, the round ball game, cricket, a whole host of other sporting fixtures, and no doubt entertainment venues as well will be adopting similar policies because you're not jabbed? And will it encourage you to make the move?